Josie's in for Katie. If you want to turn on your partner and you would hope that they'd want to turn you on and vice versa, pick up a mop. A vast majority of people polled in America said they think it's a turn on when they see their partner cleaning.
Women see this though, right?
Let me tell you.
This is for men and women.
Well, let me tell you
it's
something.
For both.
It is hot to have my laundry done when I get home, the dishes done, the bathroom's clean.
Or we just want to stack of hundreds on the counter.
No, I'll take the clean house.
Oh, I wouldn't. But yeah.
Are you talking about when you visually see them in the act or just
in general?
When you come home?
All of it. See them doing it or you come home, like Josie said, to a fresh home, clean, it smells good,
organized.
Usually if
I see them doing it, I feel guilty, then I jump in and help. But if it's done when I get home.
Yeah. Yeah, partner cleaning is a turn on. They didn't ask them what type of cleaning, but general home cleaning, like mopping the kitchen floors, vacuuming, dusting, putting things away, and scrubbing the bathroom. The gift of a clean house.
Huh. I mean, I love a clean house because if it's not clean, I do get anxiety from it whatsoever. So I do like seeing it, but the sexual turn on, it's appreciation I get. I don't know if it's I get actually turned on by it.
I'm an acts of service girl.
What if Carol's in a French maid?
See, I think when my husband wears that, that's why.
And dusting.
I'm appreciative of it because I rather be naked than any type of costume with a girl. Like when I see a girl, I rather be. But the problem is when you're completely naked and you have to bend down to get the mop or something like that, it's not the best.
It's not what you would think.
Yeah,
it'd
it's
be.
Not.
Oh
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
any sort of. Yeah, that's not great. But yeah, Gen Z millennials specifically said the gift of a clean house, they like it more than something expensive, like jewelry
100%.
Or electronics.
I actually get angry when my husband buys me those things. We don't have that kind of money. But when the house is clean, dinner's made.
Jason, sound like you married the wrong woman.
Why?
She said she didn't like expensive things.
Oh.
Is her love language gifts?
It's not necessarily always expensive things. It's just
things.
A lot of things.
Infinity things.
Infinity things. She does have infinity things.
Yeah, it's infinity.
Did she ever do the love language quiz, Carol, your wife? Is it is it gifts?
The gifts and
that's my last.
Acts of service, but I totally do it. I mean, I go nonstop. I'm usually nonstop. So acts of service, I don't even know if. I mean, I think she appreciates it. We do different types of acts of service.
You know what you need to do, Jason? Sorry to interrupt you, but what you need to do is stop doing what I know would drive you crazy.
Oh, no,
just listen real quick. Stop what you're doing for like 2 weeks and then have her live in the filth or whatever would turn
she'll
into.
No, clean.
Okay, but just not having the help. And then you, like you said, if you come home, and I don't necessarily agree with this, but I understand the theory. If every day you're like, I love you so much, I love you so much, I love you so much, or flowers every day, then they don't appreciate it. It just becomes like, oh, this is what I get every day. So she's taking your acts of service for granted. Surprise.
She's using you, Jason.
Yes, she lives with Jason. So do you understand the trade-off here?
Go home and argue with her, Jason.
Josie, good point.
I don't know if she's, I don't think she's necessarily taking it for granted, but we both have issues expressing our appreciation for each other. We've had a conversation about this recently. And so like, I 100% appreciate when I come home and she likes the thorough cleaning of the bathroom. I 100% appreciate that. I do have in my mind, it's very bad, which I don't like. I'm like, but I would have put that there instead of there. But I appreciate it and I don't express it because I get distracted. That's the problem.
Okay.
But
I do
100% appreciate it when she does clean up, although sometimes the mess is created by her in the first place. But I mean, but when it's like, a tub. You
I
know
can
what I'm
see why maybe she doesn't appreciate.
No, but I think she appreciates me, but she doesn't necessarily say it. I do. I don't say it either. Like I should.
Yeah.
I should say it more. I should actually say it more. I'm going to try to say it more.
When she does say it, does it feel good? It's like Jason. That if.
Yeah. My gosh.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. If she said it before
2004 maybe or 2007.
No, I think other than like a like birthday or Father's Day, I think. Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, but we're both trying to work on that.
Okay.
More.
What's
well,
your love language?
Oh, definitely touch.
So,
but
that's
I think words
I mean.
Of affirmation might be higher than you think. But
it does.
It is.
I believe you. I believe touch
but
is your
I like
number one.
Sexy time so much that
right,
it supersedes everything. But an act of saying something. That they appreciate me, that goes a long way.
Huge.
And so
huge.
It's hard because sometimes your way of showing love language is different than the person receiving. And so like my mom is a big gift giver. She loves to give gifts. I hate gifts. Gifts make me so uncomfortable. Don't ask me why.
Okay. I've heard that before.
Anyone that gives me gifts, and my husband knows this. What do you want for Mother's Day? Please don't do it. Take me to lunch with the kids. Time together. Right. That's it. That please don't, or something I need. You know, I'll tell you what I need.
Right.
Running shoes. You know, something weird like that. But gifts make me so uncomfortable.
I can see that.
It's a weird thing.
It's a weird, it's a reaction. They're looking at you.
And it's also like it, like, comes from, you know, when people used to give me gifts and then they'd ask me questions about how much I love it and then maybe I didn't, or they'd ask me about it later on and then, you know, compare it to other gifts I got and want to know if it was better. It's a weird family dynamic. It's uncomfortable.
No, it happens.
So my husband gets that. But I've also learned that when I am, you know, words of affirmation from my husband isn't always what he wants. He is a touch. So I make sure to give him a big kiss and a hug when he's cleaned or done something. I'm so proud of him, you know, and make sure that he feels that.
And does it just stop there with the touch, or?
It just depends if there's children standing around, because, you know, you don't want to scar them.
I will tell you this for all you women out there, that a lot of guys, the touch thing is big.
It is.
But, and yes, we do need sexy time, and it makes things different for us with a relationship for. As far as even anxiety levels go down, usually you tend to be, and yes, and it feels good, but it also, believe it or not, is our way of emotionally connecting with you on a, because of the physical level. It's very weird how that is.
You're really simple characters.
We try to tell you guys that, and then you try, because I think because women typically are not.
We just are
the way you're wired
not.
Different. I mean,
some are.
The wiring, most aren't, but the wire, because the wiring's different. It's not anything all women just conspired together to be a certain way, good or bad.
Yeah.
Your wiring is different, and so is ours.
Yeah.
I mean, they show how the brain works. Okay, if you ask a man a question, this is a simple oversimplification.
This is true. I know what you're going
to
say.
They show that the mind, basically, you can like draw an arrow from the back to the front. That's basically what we're like, solve the problem, solve the problem, solve the problem.
Yes.
You ask the woman the same thing, your brain goes front to back and then right to left, right, left to right.
They're not looking for the solution all the time.
And it's like, how do I feel about this?
Yeah.
And it's you didn't do anything. That's just how you're wired.
Right.
And so, yeah, because like we think because we're wired a certain way for solutions and you're not, we're like, what's wrong with you? And then because you're wired differently and we're like, we're trying to get a solution, but that's not the way you're thinking. You're like, what's wrong with you? And that's the problem.
And the doctor also told me once, men have one hormone. Testosterone that, you know, is pretty level. You know, sometimes it might dip a little or get a little high, but for the most part, it's pretty.
Or Jason was steroids. It was spiked, but that was a long time ago. Yeah.
But women have, you know, all these different hormones going depending on what time of the month it is.
Right.
And they're never, you know, regulated. And it depends, you know.
Well, there is that one woman I'll send you to, Josie, that she's a doctor. And she said, because you know how most divorces are initiated by women.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying, here's the ironic part. A lot of the women that initiated a divorce after years regret it.
Yeah.
Guys too regret it. But the girl, she's a doctor, says, I think women initiate divorce because they're going through hormonal changes that guys don't go through at that time. And it affects the way mentally they feel. Katie took big offense to that.
I would disagree that my friends who've gone through a divorce, the ones that I know have said that they initiated it because for years they begged for things to change and it didn't and it didn't and it didn't and it didn't and it didn't. And they finally said, I'm done. And the guy said, okay, I'm ready for change. And they were like, it's too late. And that's what I would.
Yeah, but you're talking about most, it's like 65 to 70% of all divorces are initiated by the woman.
Oh, I would say every single divorce that we know of is initiated by the woman.
Right.
And I would say 50 to 60% of those were from a woman who came to me and begged for, how do I fix this? How do I fix this? And then by the time the divorce was decided on, the man was like, all right, I'm ready for counseling. And the wife was like, it's too late.
Well, Josie, I actually have my former divorce attorney who told me what he saw women do in divorces and why they ended it. And I'll share that with you next, Jared and Katie in the morning.